What is the relationship between wisdom and righteousness?
In the Bible, there's an important connection between wisdom and righteousness. That's not true in other wisdom texts of the ancient Near East, whether they're texts from Mesopotamia or texts for Egypt. These are practical sayings that have to do with having good table manners or responding correctly to the king or to someone that's higher in authority. It's very much about the kind of skillful living that you would expect to be present in a really practical text. But the specific contribution of the Bible is that if we truly want to be wise, if we want to think about life as it really is, then we have to consider God as the creator of the world. It's creation theology which really undergirds wisdom literature in the Old Testament. And that's why it says in the book of Proverbs, and it says in Ecclesiastes, and it says in the book of Job, that if you really want to be wise, you have to fear the Lord, because it's the Lord who set up the world the way that it is. It's his character and his value system that is sort of built into the world, and therefore the more that we are aware of that and the more that we live a life that is in correspondence to God's values, then the wiser we will be. So it's not neutral. It's not just simply a matter of skill. It's a matter of skill that comes because we are relating our lives to God and to his values. Here's an example in Proverbs 10, 27 and 28. There's just one example of this. It says in 10:27, the fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be short. I mean, why would that be true? Why would that be true that the fear of the Lord prolongs life? Well, it's because as we fear the Lord and as we take on his value system and live our lives according to his value system, then we will be living a life that's in sync with the way that he made us to be, and therefore we will not experience negative retribution, and instead we will be beneficiaries of his blessing. It says in the next verse, in 28, the hope of the righteous brings joy, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. Here you have this opposition in Proverbs between the righteous and the wicked. And so if we want to be truly wise, then Proverbs would say that it's not just about being observant, it's not just about having a lot of brain power, but it's about our faith. It's about living a life that corresponds to the way that God actually created us, and that means living righteously.
Wisdom is sure to encompass righteousness. If a man is wise, but he is not righteous, there must be some deception in his wisdom, some selfish desires, biases, or unrighteousness. So, for instance, when Solomon judged between two women who should have the child, he used wisdom to judge, and the result was righteousness. He gave the answer from the perspective of truth. God's revelation tells us that these two, wisdom and righteousness, are not to be separated.
I think the relationship between wisdom and righteousness is that we need wisdom in order to live a righteous life. Wisdom is practical knowledge to please God, and righteousness is really living in a right relationship with God.
The relationship between wisdom and righteousness in Scripture involves partial overlap, not total identity. In the Old Testament, there's a sense that wisdom does begin with the fear of the Lord, and it's obviously strongly associated with righteousness and the way that it helps us to have a growing capacity for living well in accordance with God's design. But there's also a sense in which even those who do not fear the Lord can avoid the most extreme examples of folly, particularly physical and spiritual adultery. They can avoid the kinds of basic traps that would simply destroy their lives because God has communicated enough of his design for creation that people can recognize parts of it and live in partial relationship to it, or at least avoid self-destructive folly, even if they're not particularly righteous. In the New Testament, of course, Jesus Christ is not only wisdom for us, but our righteousness and holiness and redemption. So there's a strong association again between wisdom and righteousness. One other point that might be worth making about wisdom and righteousness and how they relate is that much of biblical wisdom focuses on how we use our money and how we use our mouths. And those are aspects where wisdom particularly is manifested in righteous living in New Testament materials such as the book of James.